That's a weird thing that God did.
Made foreplay necessary?
Well, he made foreplay necessary for women, and it's also annoying to men. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not annoying. But it's something easily overlooked.
Uh-huh.
Like, men don't need it.
No.
Men don't need foreplay.
No.
Men only need the play.
The play.
The play.
Yeah.
We don't need, let's just run the fucking play. every time we get the ball, let's run the play.
You can't just run it, Sydney.
No, you guys are like, women need to do that like 3-man weave.
Gotta have your warm-ups.
Goodness gracious. You like the warm-ups. Women, a woman's orgasm is like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Need a show.
Yeah, it's a whole big production. You gotta bounce a ball off someone's head, like throw a bucket of glitter on somebody, yeah. And then the second time it's water.
Yeah. Some surprise needs to be in there. Yeah.
It's pretty out of the, it's interesting. It's interesting that is the case.
Yeah. It's a good dynamic.
Is it a good dynamic?
Well, what if everybody was just walking around for the play all the time? It'd be like, sausages running into each other, like ham, like walking.
Wait,
in.
I don't know. You're just assuming that if women were more into just the orgasm, they would also have penises? Is that what I just heard?
No, I just feel like people would be doing it more places.
Well, here's what I'm saying. So it's an ongoing. Women are more likely to be disappointed in this exchange.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just by nature of biology.
Yeah. Women need to be disappointed, huh?
I think
by
so.
Biology.
I think so. I think women need let down. To be a little disappointed to succeed.
Like a woman can't believe in a unicorn and be a CEO. Like, she's got to have that sparkle taken down a notch.
Well, I mean, she'd have to be disappointed in another area of her life.
Yeah.
But do you believe in unicorns? Is that what's holding you back?
They might be out there.
Yeah, they might be out there. They're not out there.
They might be living with
Bigfoot.
Come on.
Get into a bigger office. Her family needs vacations. Stop believing in those damn unicorns. No, but that's, I mean, like, of course that's not what the point was, but I think we're on to something now.
Now, yeah.
I think so. I think women need to be just like a little, just by nature, just a little disappointed.
Is that why the woman boss gets labeled the bitch? Because she's just like a little bit, like she's got an edge to her that she's just like a little disappointed all the time?
Well, that's how other people perceive that person.
Right.
That's a whole different
okay
game. We're talking about the woman. Now.
Okay.
You keep trying to make this a male thing.
It is a patriarchy.
You just keep trying to shirk accountability.
Is that what I'm doing? I didn't know.
I don't know. You're shirking. I don't know what you're shirking, but you're shirking.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, once again, lady.
Okay.
Is, well, you know, it is what it is. I mean.
Wait, so you think that my life has at such a place that I have no disappointment in it? And that's why I can't get ahead?
Well, no, I think you're doing okay.
Okay.
I think you have enough disappointment in your life. I think you're good, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're motivated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what, I think the disappointment helps facilitate motivation.
Maybe.
Like,
that's
men are success-driven motivators. Like,
yeah.
We need to succeed. If we don't feel successful, we'll just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And women are more likely to like, it's going to need a little work.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I didn't come that time. That's on me.
Oh, man. You're spot on.
All right. Next. All right. Cool. I know what to do next time.
Why are you in my head?
Wait, why is that in your head? Yeah, no, that's...
So did you know 2 more women came out accusing Steven Seagal of sexual misconduct?
No, I didn't know that. Still? Like, they're still popping out
of
the woodwork?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see how many it is at this point, but they're still coming out. I know that.
I think that's going to happen for a while. I don't think Steven Seagal is necessarily guilty or innocent.
Yeah.
I just think he was, you know, riding a wave.
Yeah.
During a certain time.
Yeah.
In the world. And I'm not making any excuses, but I don't think he was out there trying to Weinstein.
The person I saw throw their accusation out, I missed some of it because the kids were too noisy, but she was an extra on one of his film.
Yeah.
And it sounded like he walked up to her and just made it.
Just came? just the play? He just came up there and ran the play?
Yes, he just came up there and played. And she was shocked the whole time. She was just kind of like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, well, shocking Seagal. Yeah. That's how he gets him.
Yeah.
That's how he gets him. I'll tell you what it was. I was annoyed. I don't understand how Lowe's gets away with having such shitty customer service.
I don't know. It makes me think about like the value of the mom and pop store throughout towns.
Yeah.
And like versus the Lowe's and the Walmarts and the Targets.
Yeah, but is there a mom and pop shop where I can get a propane tank?
I mean, no,
the next one is Wawa.
Yeah.
Does Wawa even do that? Doesn't one of those
so.
Places do that?
I don't know.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, so I go up to a counter. Usually they have the outside door open to the outdoor section.
Yeah.
Where you can exchange the propane tanks. It was a nice day. I expected it to be open. It wasn't. That's neither here nor there.
Okay. Right? It's still a little cold. Spring is tomorrow. Spring is tomorrow, but there's still...
It was nice enough.
Go ahead.
It was... So I go into the regular part of the store, which legally, all the signs say you're not allowed to bring propane. Like specifically say, do not bring propane tanks in this part of the store.
Okay.
Right? Go up to the front, the first desk before you, I don't even walk past. I go in, go up to the first customer service desk, right? And there's this chick there, and she goes, oh, she goes, oh, I'm not working in this area. I'm waiting for her right now. And then walked back away to over where she was waiting, like hiding almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, if this is how you're going to play this, why even be here?
I don't know.
Number two.
She's still wearing her vest?
You still work in the store, right?
Yeah.
I'm just still a customer with a question. So now I'm just sitting there, and she's like over, she's got her back to me. She's like hiding. I can only see like her shoulder.
Yeah.
So I go up to another person. I'm like, listen, I just need to exchange this propane tank. And she was like, outside. Points in the complete wrong direction. And then she goes, you know what? She hops on the phone, says, I need the first available customer service, whatever, to the outdoor area propane exchange. Right.
Yeah.
Says it all on the intercom.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard the person say all of this shit.
Right. There's some sort of code they're supposed to use,
exactly.
Like area 12.
Exactly. Like boom. Propane tank. It was like this customer standing over here acting like his shit don't stink needs a propane tank. You know, it felt very...
Do you feel like Lowe's lately have a lot more female employees than they used to?
More than I like. No, but yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And I feel like... I'm not blaming that on the situation.
No,
but within this chain...
Yeah.
There were definitely more women than men.
Yeah.
Right. So when I finally get to the propane area, like this new guy comes to help me and he comes in and he's like, do you have your receipt? And I'm like, nah, man, I brought this from home.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, OK. We walk over to where the propane tanks are. He can't get in. Right.
Yeah.
It's locked.
Yeah.
It's padlocked. You can. Yeah. I can clearly see it's locked. And he does that thing where he goes over to it and like gives it a tug. Like, this was your fucking plan? Are you kidding me?
He's going to tug.
And then he goes, yeah, well, here's the thing. You can go back out there and pay for it and then bring your receipt back. And then I'll get you the propane tank. And I'm like, part of me, when I leave, are you going to try to figure out how to pick this lock? Like, what is the deal?
How about you go over there and take a look at those pots? When you get back, things will be a good.
It's like he's going to Mr. Bean this lock. So I go, I'm like, look, man, I just went to that desk. They told me to come back here. Yelled on the intercom. Remember the intercom?
Yeah.
While you're here? That was me.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep running back and forth with this propane tank.
Yeah.
And he's like, I understand. So let's go back out there. Now we're walking together. So we walk, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm new here. Go over there." And the chick's like, "He's like, where's the key?" Yeah, it's a chick. "Where's the key?" She describes to him where the key is. "I've seen him get this key from here plenty of times." Like, "Oh yeah, it's where I always see the key when I get this exchange." Go over there. I pay for it. He's already back there. I get back there.
Did he take your propane tank for you back?
No, I put it on a little cart. I should have said that. I put it on a little, when we were back there talking.
Yeah.
When we were starting to walk out, there was a little flat cart.
Yeah.
And I popped it on that and walked with it. It's important for a later part of the story. Yeah, that's important. So we now I have it on the cart and I pay I'm paying for it. I go back there because he's gonna have the propane tank waiting for me.
Right.
He's back there. he couldn't find the key.
Okay.
Because it was it's over by the register, hanging on a Penn State lanyard.
Now everybody knows. Okay.
It was like an easy way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing over there by the fucking lock again.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what is your deal with this lock?
He's got mental powers. He's been working on something.
Yeah, it's like you should be over by where the key is, looking for the key.
You're not problem solving. This is not at all a conversation we'd have with our 5-year-old.
Yeah, come on. Dude, the lock isn't the issue right now. It's the key. If the key's missing, then you and I are going to have to figure out how to use these propane tanks to get into this lock.
Yeah.
Right? But until then...
Let's find the key.
So he's like, "Yeah, man, I can't find the key." So I'm like, "Dog, can I just go look real quick?"
Yeah.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
But I won't say that.
Right.
He starts walking out. We stand there and look at each other for a little while. Like,
what's gonna
like, am I supposed to come up with a fucking solution, dude? Like, what I don't know how to get in that lock. I don't have any tricks to get into that lock. Let's walk away from the lock, please. So we walk away, and when we're walking, a woman was coming in to that floor area. She sees us, like she's coming in. She's holding a pot.
Yeah,
and like she's coming in with this like this momentum of like, I'm just in here and out of here, and I'm that's it. I'm going back to my job. That's what it seems like. It seems like at Lowe's, everybody else has a way more important job than dealing with you at the moment.
Yeah, they definitely do.
You know, and it's like, so she needed to get back to that way more important job.
Yeah.
And so she comes in, sees us coming, like, and he's got questions all over his face. And she's holding this pot. She sees us and like, bam, hangs a quick right and starts. Dude, she starts. And listen, as long as I ran track, I know what a drive phase looks like. I know when somebody's accelerating. I know when somebody's fresh out the blocks.
Yeah.
Dude, she fucking put the burners on. She was like speed walking. Her hips were going up all high and shit. So he has to like catch up with her.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he was going for
it. Yeah, he had to catch up with her.
Did he call her name?
He didn't know her name. He's new.
Yeah.
He had to catch up to her.
Yeah.
Now he's using the same method that customers use to catch up to these people. He's like, excuse me. And like every excuse me he says, she gets further away. So he finally catches up with her and all he needs is the key. I can hear him say that. Just help me find the key and I'm good.
Yeah.
She goes over next to the register.
On a Penn State lanyard.
And grabs it and takes it up off the dude. Okay. It's like... Now I'm thinking, this is my 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, did you just go over there and stand next to the register and be like, nah, I can break in that lock. I know I can do it. I don't see this lanyard just now. I mean, I guess she had to open up the thing. There was like a curtain thing over the register.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even see the register.
Right. Right.
She lifted up that thing. Right, register's visible. Key, lanyard. It's all visible. Right. So he gives me the propane tank.
Phew.
Right. Now, here's the deal. When I was paying for it, the lady that I was waiting for to come back is back now.
Yeah.
And she goes, and I'm clearly annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed by this. And I need them to know that I don't agree with their customer service. So I'm not like...
You need them to know this.
Yeah, because I'm usually pretty cheery with customer service people.
Yeah.
Unless I need them to know that they were shitty.
Okay.
So she goes, you know, just propane exchange. I'm like, yeah. Like real short. And she goes, she goes, next time. She was like, they don't have the door open outside to get in there. And like, no, they don't. And then she goes, oh, okay. Well, next time, if they don't have that door open, just when you come in here, just come up to this desk first.
What?
Which is the desk I went up to.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll take care of it. And I just looked at her like, are you fucking kidding me?
What was she
like, I'll come
to
up to this
points?
Desk, and then you have some other chick here that says she doesn't work here, but she clearly does.
Yeah.
And won't help me. And it's just like, I don't know what she, exactly. I don't know. What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
Are you trying to act like you weren't shitty in part of this equation?
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
All of you were shitty. Yeah. You were all shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know what she...
Yeah, train your people that work there. Like, I don't know. Or whatever.
What do you think... Okay, so what do you think they look like? So when I first got there, the first chick was the one that said, I don't work in this area. I'm waiting for her to get back.
She might be young and black with some braids in her hair.
Okay.
She's got khakis on.
Well, they all have fucking have khakis on. Don't even try to score points off khakis. Are you kidding me? All right, no. If that's what you need to do to get in a rhythm.
Uh-huh. She's got a dark gray shirt on, long sleeves. She's a curvy lady. And she's got her hair in a ponytail with braids out of it.
Okay. You got a height for me? You got to get a height situation?
Oh, she's like... She's a little bit taller. I can't decide if she's like little or if she's tall. She's taller. She's taller. She's like 5'7" or 5'8".
Okay. She was about 5'10" 11".
Okay.
Tall broad. A very skinny black chick. Just normal hair, straightened hair.
Yeah.
You know, like eat like good hider.
Yeah, she was
like, dude,
places.
She was like, when she was, what she was up against, like, she was, like, there was like a wall, but it had like 4 feet of depth.
Yeah.
So normally, like, any normal person standing there, I'd still be able to see them, but she was so close to the wall that I couldn't see her. Like, she was like, she shrunk. She was like, she was a tiny person and she shrunk. Right?
I picture it when, like, our girls hide between the stove and the wall and they disappear
there. Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Like, yeah. So the next person was the chick that said, that called, put this stuff on the intercom.
Yeah.
What she looked like?
She was an older white lady that had brown hair. She was just in baggy clothes. She was normal height.
Okay. Any type of, what's normal height, by the way?
Like 5'6", 5'5", 5'6".
5'5", 5'6". Okay. Any type of like personality traits you got for her? Character traits, anything
she had a lot of jewelry on, like, or she had a lot of pins on, like, she had her, like, her apron on with a lot of pins, like, she had a lot of accessories.
She's pinned up, she's accessorizing. Do people do that at Lowe's? Do people do that?
So I don't know.
she does. Okay. No, she was a, I don't know how tall she was because she was sitting down. She was a larger black woman.
Oh, man.
Again, straight, just normal straightened hair, like a bob type thing. And she did have a lot of bling on.
Did she?
She was blinged out.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You get that point.
Okay.
You do not get the point for the fact that she was wearing khakis.
Khakis. And some orange. Oh, no, you were at Lowe's. You weren't even at Home Depot.
Yeah, Lowe's. Lowe's. Okay. Come on. Get your shit together. Okay. All right. So now... It was the guy that was new there that helped me.
He was younger. He was a white guy. He was thin, and he was like 5'10", 5'11", and he was skinny. He was wearing khakis.
Okay. He's black. Oh. He was pretty heavy.
Darn. I'm all off.
This is not heavy behavior to you. Think about this.
Yeah.
He's every time I go over, he's just standing next to the lock. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. This is locked. Dude, it was insane. It was like, come on, dude. You're at work.
Yeah.
Don't bring this shit you do at home with your mom, you live with your mom. I know you live with your mom. But don't bring that shit to me.
Yeah.
That is one of the most frustrating things that these people do. They take that behavior that they were allowed to do with their mom for so long, and they try to do it to other people in the world. There used to be a time when people knew not to do that shit.
Yeah.
Now people believe that, well, if I can trick my mom, who knows everything, I can trick anybody.
Yeah.
And you're not tricking your mom.
No.
Your mom's just giving up. She's giving up. Your mom's giving up.
Yeah.
You have bulldozed your mom into submission with your terrible personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop doing your terrible personality to other people. It's rude.
Yeah.
So then I get back. I finally, the person that this is chronologically the way I told the story, but of course not the way everything happened, but the chick that actually checked me out when I got to her, that was the one that was trying to like save face.
Yeah, yeah.
What she look like?
She was black, and she was heavy with straight hair and a bob.
Are you profiling the women at Lowe's now? Yeah. You're just choosing prior descriptions of other. You're compositing now the prior descriptions of the other black ladies that worked there. Okay, keep going. Let me guess. Khakis?
Khakis, yeah. So she was a white lady.
Okay.
She was a white lady. She was a middle-aged, older white lady. She was normal build in the baggy clothes and brown hair to her shoulders.
Okay, any character traits you got for her?
She had glasses on, and she was like, she held her face a little bit like things stink.
You fucking nailed that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, holy shit. I there was like no point that I was, there was everything was like bam, 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 bam. And then the character trait when you were like, you know, I don't think she was wearing glasses.
Okay.
But your description was so accurate. I'm like, shit, maybe I was wrong. But she like, so she was a white woman that probably grew up in a black neighborhood.
Okay.
And she had that like, that urban, that, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, you better not, you know, ain't no man talk to me like that. You ain't my daddy. Yeah, you ain't my daddy face. But you know what I mean? She had like, but it was like that type of stink.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But that was spot on.
All right. Got one.
Yeah. You're back on top.
Yeah.
Back on top. That was my tale of terrible customer service.
That sucks. It was no good.
I know, but it's just people are just getting away with it, man.
Yeah.
Just getting away with it.
Blame their moms for giving up.
No, I blame
their dads.
Yeah, no, I blame their moms for giving up. Of course I blame their moms for giving up. But it's like, it's society has given up.
Yeah.
Like we've given up on trying to correct.
Well, you're not allowed to call people assholes anymore. Like you're like, if you called your kid, like, my kid's being a little asshole, people are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's no more behavior correction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do we mold necessary people?
Yeah.
If there's no behavior correction.
Kids don't like behavior correction. Little boys do not like behavior correction from their mom.
Oh, not at all.
They hate it.
Also, most humans are, by nature of their existence, unnecessary. Right?
Yeah.
You have to make people necessary.
Yeah.
And I that's something we act like isn't the case.
That's true.
We act like everybody's born necessary. Everybody is not born necessary.
Right.
You know, and if you don't give them the skills to become necessary, they're just going to be annoying, unnecessary people that we're not even allowed to get rid of anymore.
No.
You know, there's no way to even ostracize them away from us.
No.
We can't be like, dude, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I could get arrested for assault from letting somebody know how dumb they're being.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Anyway, well, we came in to make this one a short episode.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's, man, I just, dude, I, there were so many things on my mind to talk about.
Yeah, and then that Lowe's took it all over.
It did. It did. I mean, that was like a human experience, though.
Yeah.
You know, and it was. But there was, there was a guy. Oh. Speaking of fat black women. No, the list for the fattest cities in America came out.
Came out again.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's up there, aren't they?
Where do you think Philadelphia is?
Oh, man. Top three. Where else is fat? Texas is fat.
Texas is fat? That's
Texas
a state.
Texas is fat.
But this is a city.
Texas
this
has a couple cities, and a couple of those cities are fat.
Okay, man. All right, let's look at it. I have the list right here. Wait, let me get it. Okay, right here.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Wisconsin? Minnesota is fat. City.
Okay, I'll give you the top Little Rock and North Little Rock, Conway, Arkansas.
Is number one?
It's number one.
Okay, Arkansas.
Shreveport.
Oh, I was thinking Louisiana.
Yeah. McAllen,
Texas.
Texas. McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission, Texas. Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm.
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, well, I'm already wrong about Philadelphia being up three.
Knoxville, Jackson, Birmingham, Baton Rouge,
South.
Lexington, Columbia. Dude, the South is fat.
Wowzers.
The South is fat. South that's why they all East, slid huh? down to the South.
Yeah. That's all why we're sinking into the water.
Yeah, the gravity just pulled them below the Mason-Dixon line. Oh, man, that would be funny if gravity worked like that. Like did you ever think that as a kid, though? That, like, South was actually like downhill.
Oh yeah.
Like, for the longest time.
Like my mind still pictures
it's
it
kinda
that way.
Easier to think of it that way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Especially when you're thinking of fat people just sliding down.
Yeah.
Like rolling below the Mason. They it's all like, just like settle in the South.
You know those old cartoons that they used to be on when we were little, and like people would like literally walk and move on top of maps if they're like showing people.
Exactly.
They're like them tumbling down the map as it turns that way.
Just like over top of the mountain ranges and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the South is fat, man. I don't even know where I left off, but it's just like Nashville and then Ohio finally pops in there at 17, and then back Winston, North Carolina, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Greensboro, North Carolina, Fayetteville. You know that's down south somewhere. Huntsville. Wait, did I say Huntsville? Mobile was before. Yeah, it's just like the South. It's mostly the South.
Oh,
and
wow.
then Youngstown finally makes it in from PA. Allentown, 41, okay. Baby.
Wow, Allentown.
Yeah, get it in. Allentown. We went to school near there, close enough to feel pride. Yeah, what are they eating in Allentown?
I don't know, man.
How are they getting fat?
I don't know.
How are they getting ranked before Philadelphia? They got ranked before a major metropolitan city. They're maybe fatter than Philadelphia.
Well, they're like a steel town, right?
Yeah.
So people have lost jobs, wages have gone down. People have gotten different jobs where they're not moving their bodies all day and they're just standing around or something. I don't know. What do they eat out there?
That was Ansley's microeconomic fat. Microfatonomics.
Fatonomics.
Or was that macrofatonomics?
I don't know. You're the economics.
Yeah. Why is this being confusing to my brain right now?
It was micro. I don't know.
Because like this, that would be... No, it's macro. Macrophotonomics.
Okay. Now that that's cleared up.
Yeah. Now that we understand your degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow. Where is Philadelphia on that list? You come across?
Pittsburgh is 59, and I haven't gotten to Philadelphia yet. We're just like, I love that we just know Philadelphia is on here. By the way, we're just assuming this list has to end somewhere. 78 Philadelphia.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Not bad, Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, I looked at it earlier. I saw that Philadelphia was on there. And then, we used to be pretty high.
I thought so.
Pretty fat.
I thought so.
Getting in shape, man.
Yeah.
Running. Philly. Philadelphia's running.
Well, we did win a Super Bowl.
We won that's
makes everyone
what it
feel
is.
Good.
Dude, everybody's been running those Rocky steps since that Super Bowl. Everybody feels like a champion now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This was right in time. Yeah, I wonder when they took this this study.
Yeah.
Because it gives you all the information, like how it did its math. They were just like, yeah, we just weighed the city. Can you do that? Can you weigh a whole city?
Maybe.
How do you weigh? You got to triangulate some shit.
Yeah, use a satellite.
Well, you're the one that has a degree in macrophotonomics. I mean, I feel like you should know these things.
Well, yeah.
The satellite, ground depression.
Yep.
Wait, oh, the other thing. Goodness gracious. There was a girl, she attacked her boyfriend with a samurai sword. To try to kill him.
What did he do?
Of course, right? And he did. He was a gamer.
Okay.
And I think he ignored her over his game, or he wouldn't give her the proper attention.
So she got his samurai sword?
I think she might have, I don't know if I read this correctly, but I think she might have gave it to him for a gift.
Ooh, that sounds about right.
Yeah, right? That's some woman shit to do. To kill you with the thing that I got you. To kill you with what I know you love.
What did
she... Well, he survived, but like, he's like... The quotes, oh man, I hope I have this up. The quotes that he has in his, he just says some of the most ridiculous shit about it. One, for example, before I even look for this, he goes, you know, using my bare hands to win a battle against someone with a sword was one of the most thrilling, exciting moments of my life.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, I don't know if he said it like that, but I know he said it like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't really say that any other way. He said that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's saying all sorts of stuff like that, too.
What a crazy dude.
How did you figure out a way to have him be a crazy dude? And she tried to murder him with the samurai sword.
He must have pushed her to it. I mean, think about the kind of dude that makes you want to murder him with a samurai sword.
But it's just a gamer. He's a gamer. It's like you got to... So, wait. Is this it right here?
Would you have her deal with a gamer any other way? The fat white guy?
Yeah. Yeah. You're back on top. You're back on top. I don't
have a picture of her.
I didn't see one. I didn't dig.
Mm.
That's this is a free podcast. Over Tinder. Oh shit.
Oh no.
I mischaracterized her.
Yeah. Over Tinder.
Yeah. Okay. it was my turn to use Tinder. Okay. So this is from, I think we should quote this. This is from Click to Houston. Oh, that sounds like some clickbait shit. Whatever. Written by two women. Oh, you know this is all false. Brittany Taylor and Eileen.
Can you just give us some facts?
Yeah, these are facts. Two women wrote this horse shit that we're about to read.
How are we eating horse shit? You don't even know.
There's no way two women corroborate on a story and it's not gossip.
Oh, my goodness. Sheesh.
All right, here we go. A Portland man was severely injured after his girlfriend cut off his fingers with a samurai sword. After an extended stay in the hospital, Alex Lovell is finally home. Lovell told Cohen 6 News through Facebook Messenger his healing will take a while. That's a bold move for no fingers. Doctors had to reattach 3 fingers. Okay, so he's back on Facebook. She called 911. Can I help you? I just stabbed my boyfriend. He's dead. I think he's dead. Where did you stab him? Her answer? Everywhere. And so it goes, courtroom documents revealed the two had been dating for about 2 years. Lovell said that they did break up once, but eventually got back together, explaining that her jealousy has always been an issue. She accused him of using the dating app Tinder. He said he wasn't while they were dating. And in the Declaration of Probable Cause, Javier said she was planning on killing him for several days and decided to kill him on a night she said he came home and ignored her. This doesn't have any of the dope ass quotes from him. Of course it doesn't have his quotes. Where he sounds like the G he is.
Yeah. She said she stabbed him everywhere.
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah.
She was like, got him. I got that mother. I got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my mom would say. All right, let me find some of his quotes in a respectable publication.
Does it need to be written by a man?
I bet it is. I bet this, let's see. I told her I loved her and she was killing me. She needed to call police or I was going to die. That's not a dope quote. Man, that's the only one I could find.
I think you made up.
Oh,
this.
I saw the look in her eyes and it scared the living poop out of me. That's a good quote.
Poop? He said poop?
Yeah, he said poop. He's a poop sayer. But he probably cleaned it up for the interview.
Mm-hmm. I cleaned it up to scare the living poop out of me.
Ah, man.
Your vocabulary. Why can't
I? There's all these other now publications that have written articles about the article that I originally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's another annoying thing that happens.
Yeah.
Just let the person that got the scoop have the scoop.
Ah, there's no scoops. Gotta get some.
There's no scoops. Oh, okay. Samurai Sword Attack. The Samurai Sword Attack woke the dragon.
Woke the dragon.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. What would you, if you want to try to kill me, what would you use?
I don't think I should tell you that.
Okay, I'm on my business.
Oh, man.
His survival instincts kicked in, and he said, and he was ready, she woke the dragon.
He said that.
Everything happened so fast. I've been piecing everything together, laying here in the hospital bed for the past week. I'm alive and couldn't be more proud of myself for winning the fight for my life. Which he did. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
She said that she had been trying, like, thinking about killing him for 3 days, and she stabbed him everywhere with the samurai sword. She was trying to kill him. He's not dead. He won.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how you shake that stick, he's a champ.
Is that respectable? Would you want me to come after you with a samurai sword?
I don't know, man. I thought about that. Maybe. But then he says, it just constantly burns and little spasms make me jump out of my seat. So no, I don't think I'd.
You don't want to burn.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I think he tried to catch.
The sword?
The sword. I think he tried to catch it with his hands. It's all smooth sailing from here. I survive and have all the resources necessary to recover fully one day. I should be able to walk in 6 months, but it's going to take hard work and dedication to relearn how to use my hands and legs.
She got him good, huh?
Yeah, she fucked him up.
Yeah.
What if you had to fight a guy, what weapon would you want to have?
I'd want a little knife, I think. Like something like...
Like up close and personal?
Up close and personal.
You want to feel it? What is that? That's like a creepy... Like, why would you want a smaller knife?
Because if I... Like, I don't want it to get used against me. Like, I want to be...
Oh, that's right, because you can't use a small knife against somebody. That's rude. Hey, don't take that knife. It's small. What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, I'm not like a samurai sword. Like, you want me to get...
You
like,
see what happened to his fingers?
I didn't see. I heard it.
I didn't see it, but they got cut off. You can't. What do you mean? Like, the longer it is, the better chance they have of taking it from you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You also have a better chance at cutting them at a greater distance.
All right.
I'm not going to pick your weapon.
It sounds like
weapon.
You might be.
I have issues with the logistics of your weapon.
Okay.
How short is short of a blade?
Like a Crocodile Dundee knife. That work for
you?
Oh,
well, you call that a knife.
Yeah.
So this is a knife. It's one of those. Is a knife?
Yeah, this is a knife.
Okay.
But like,
where do you
on my
have
body.
That? You keep it on your side arm?
Yeah, it's like, just like,
just like down to your knee? Yes. Like that type of knife? All right, cool. That makes, I feel better about that. That's the only weapon you would.
What is my scenario? This is my like.
Ansley, you got to fight a dude. You get one weapon.
Can I just shoot him with a gun?
It's a weapon. I mean, fair. It's not fun. It's not. You know, we want to see a little. I mean,
okay, but not a tiny knife type. But that's too far, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's too humane. No, gun is good. I mean, you gotta. You hear all the Navy SEALs always talk about like. You know, if they're in a situation, if they're in close combat, they'd rather have a knife than a gun because people always miss.
Okay.
Like, there's just so many factors, like adrenaline and so many factors that happen with a gun that people miss all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, if I had some time to prepare for this, I want like a bow and arrow. I want to be like Katniss. Like, shh.
What do you mean by prepare?
Like this
work
isn't
on
tomorrow?
Shooting a bow and arrow?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have the bow and arrow skills.
Why not a crossbow?
I'll do a crossbow. Crossbow.
Or self-loading crossbow.
Okay.
I mean, you need, like, because it's the same thing that's going to happen with a gun is going to happen with a bow and arrow, but at a slower pace, right? It's like you're just going to You're just gonna miss slower. It's, you know, they might catch an arrow.
Okay, so I'll work on this.
Yeah, yeah. You work on what weapon you choose. It's just like, what do you feel like you would most likely be able to kill a man with?
How about like a knife on the end of a big stick? So it's like you're all the way across the room.
But not a sword?
Okay, a sword.
You tie a knife to a stick? You tie it. Do you tie a tiny knife to a big stick? Why are you doing that?
I'm going to use a sword.
Why are you so obsessed with this little knife? Goodness gracious. All right. Nice. That's fair. So the weapon I would use to fight a woman.
A tiny knife?
Yeah. Nah, I guess the weapon I would use to fight a bigger man. Yeah, I like a tiny knife tied to a big stick. From now on, that's going to be my weapon of choice forever and always. You got a tiny knife tied to a big stick. What is it? What are we facing? No. Put that shotgun down. Give me a tiny knife tied to a big stick. Like, no. But the shotgun has a wide blast radius. Dude, tiny knife, big stick. Think about it. Great phrase, by the way. Think about it. It's one of my favorite. Think about it. You do the work on this ridiculous horseshit that I just said. All right. I think that's a good amount.
Okay.
You feel good about that?
Yeah.
All right. I think we pretty much covered who we would fight this week.
Yeah.
You would murder a man with a, you call that a knife?
Yes.
No, this is a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah.
And then, what did I just say I would
do? You would murder a bigger man with a tiny knife tied on a big stick.
Actually, you know what I would do? I think this would make it even more fair because, contrary to popular belief, I think I might have some tiny knife tied to a big stick skills.
Yeah.
Right? So I would, all three of those women plus that dude in Lowe's.
Oh, yeah. You would take them all.
And me in Lowe's. So they have their opportunity to weapon up however they see fit.
There's a lot of tools in Lowe's.
Yeah, dude. And I would just, if I worked in Lowe's, I would just sit there all day and think about all the tools I would use. If this Lowe's got taken over by terrorists, what would I do?
I was already thinking about the high shelves in Lowe's.
Yeah.
I want to get up on some high shelves and do something. Yeah.
Put a nail gun.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a good time. Get on that and like and subscribe and write some fucking reviews, man.
Okay.
What's wrong with you people? I have a tiny knife and a big stick. You better get your shit together.